Welcome back to Giants.com. My name is John Schmelk, and it's time for another edition of Eisen's Mailbag, brought to you by PSC&G. It's the return of Michael Eisen in the offseason. Mike, what's going on, buddy?
Oh, it's great to be back. Great to be here.
I'm surprised you're still awake after coming back from New Orleans. I know how hard you partied down there.
Well, I partied hard, but worked hard, too. It was a good week.
Excellent football game as well, but the Giants making news this week with a number of offseason moves heading into the future. And let's go right to our letters. And this first one comes from Brian in New Brunswick. Brian wants to know, with the salary cap space created by the Giants with these moves, Mike, how are they going to use it? Are they going to look outside of the organization or use it to re-sign some of their own players?
Yes. both, John. Certainly it's no secret they want to sign some of their own players. Hakeem Nicks has been mentioned. Victor Cruz is a restricted free agent. So there are people here that they do want to tie up. But
two offensive linemen as well.
Two offensive linemen. But as always, once free agency starts next month, I'm sure there are players the Giants are targeting that they want to sign. So, it's sort of a cliche answer, but it's true. It's both.
All right, let's go to Peter in Brooklyn. Which move, Mike, were you most surprised by?
Probably Chris Canty.
Yeah, me too, actually.
Yeah, I think Chris Canty, those run-stopping defensive tackles, they're kind of underrated, but they're vitally important. He did play, I'm not a defensive tackle expert, but he seemed to play pretty well in the limited time he did play last year. He missed the first six games, so it seems to me the hardest position to replace of the three is defensive tackle, so I would say Chris Canty.
Quick follow-up, any chance one of these three guys come back and play for the Giants next year?
I guess there's always a chance. I would doubt very highly Michael Boley. Canty, probably not. Bradshaw said he's open to the possibility. I would say if he proves he's healthy, and obviously he'd have to take a salary cut, but I would say he would be the most likely.
Well, Andrew and Bethpage wants to know, who do you think will be starting next to Linval Joseph next year at defensive tackle for the Giants?
My gut tells me that player is not currently on the roster. I think my guess is they probably have somebody targeted, maybe a free agent that they'll bring in. If I have to pick somebody on the roster, I would probably go with Marcus Kuhn right now, assuming his ACL is healed enough to let him start early in the year.
All right, our final question comes from George in Sleepy Hollow. Do the Giants think youngsters David Wilson and Jaquan Williams are ready to be starters next year?
Certainly David Wilson. I don't think there's any question about that. Jerry Reese spoke very, very highly of him at his season-ending news conference. Jaquan Williams has another year of experience. Whether he's ready to be a full-time starter, I don't know. My guess is, barring an import of a veteran, that he'll certainly get an opportunity to show that he's a starter. Whether he's capable of it, we'll find out next summer.
Hey, the one thing coaches love is competition. In training camp.
Michael, we'll have a lot of it.
Thanks a lot for the time. We appreciate it.
My pleasure, John.
And that's all the time we have for this week's edition of Eisen's Mailbag. Thank you, Michael Eisen. Thank you, the writers out there. We'll see you next time right here on Giants.com.